Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
The Rotunda Hospital has confirmed that 37 non-staff members received leftover COVID-19 vaccines. Drive time understands that two doses were administered to family members of personnel working there. Meanwhile, the board of directors of the Coombe Hospital are meeting this afternoon to discuss the distribution of the vaccine to 16 family members of staff in that maternity hospital. For more, I'm joined by Priscilla Lynch, who is clinical editor of the Medical Independent, and Roisin Shortall, who is co-leader of the Social Democrats. I might turn to you, Priscilla Lynch, first of all, and let's turn to the Rotunda Hospital, which is the story about family members and members not on the front line, I should say, who received the vaccine. That story broke just before we came on air. What do we know about that?
That's right. So this is the second maternity hospital that there's some eyebrows raised about their allocation of COVID-19 vaccine to non-frontline healthcare workers at the hospital. So it turns out that they got their first batch of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on January the 6th, and they had what they thought was about 93 doses of that. But it turned out that after they had taken all those doses out, that they had some leftover doses, that they had 37 leftover doses. They said that they did offer them to other people that they felt would be appropriate. So that included GPs and members of vulnerable groups to get the 37 extra doses beyond what they had planned. And it is understood that two of those would have been family members. So a similar issue again to what has happened at the Coombe. But I suppose there is a lot of context, I suppose, just to be given, I suppose, from the hospitals. They're not the only two hospitals where non-frontline workers have been able to get access to the vaccine. We know there is a priority group that was published by the government in December, and it clearly states that priority one is to be given to frontline healthcare workers, which is why the vaccine has been administered to those hospitals around the country, and then also to nursing homes. And we know that there is a plan and dates for those to get those according to the stock that's in. And obviously demand is going to far outstrip supply for the coming weeks. But the issue that has emerged just in the last couple of weeks is that the vials of the vaccine that were licensed and that have been distributed in Ireland and other countries, it was thought at first that they would have 5 doses of the vaccine in them. But it turns out that actually 6 doses can be extracted, and that's now the official policy, which wasn't clear in the initial days, such as when the Coombe and the Rotunda would have had those particular issues and some other places as well.
And heard Dr. Colm Henry of the HSE say last week that it might even be possible to get a 7th dose out of the vial. So in effect, and exactly. I have read the Rotunda Hospital statement issued this afternoon. Is that in effect what happened here, that they used all 6 doses for frontline staff, but then when they saw, looked at the vials again, there were remnants of a dose or the reconstitution still left there, which would have made up a vaccination? Is that what happened?
That's what the Rotunda is saying very clearly happened in their case. They had planned and delivered the vaccine to the people who were on the list for how much stock that they thought they had, and then they had extra doses left over, and they did go looking for local GPs. I know a lot of GPs have said that they had been contacted by their local hospitals who had excess doses in the first week or so, and that they had received it through that mechanism, which they were very grateful for as well. So, and also we know that over the weekend, the master of the Coombe did apologise and said that he made every effort possible to identify appropriate frontline healthcare workers and that they had to use up the vaccine. I suppose people are curious as well about, could the vaccine not be given the next day? It's a very sensitive vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech one in particular. Once it's thawed, it has to be used within 5 days, even if refrigerated. And once you draw it out of those little bottles, it has to be used within about 6 hours. So it is a delicate vaccine and it has to be used up. And we don't want any of it to go to waste, clearly. But I think the government now, the HSE, since those initial issues in some hospitals, they have published on the 12th of January sequencing information. So they are asking that all the hospitals have drawn up a list of backup healthcare workers, frontline workers, who can come in at short notice to be given the vaccine if there is extra stock. It's also proving a bit easier to plan now that they know that they can definitely get at least 6 doses per vaccine. And there's also a booking portal as well. That wasn't available in the first weeks of January, when these issues occurred. So that now there is a booking portal that GPs can book into to get their vaccine.
And just to be clear on this, Priscilla, I mean, were these hospitals a Coombe and the Rotunda, had they been issued with guidance from the HSE or the Department of Health in relation to what should occur in situations like this?
Well, I suppose, as I pointed out, the sequencing information guidance was only issued on the 12th of January specifically. They all knew the priority groups that should be given the vaccine first. But there are other issues as well, because we know that there's a lot of staff, over 6,000 staff, who have been off, frontline staff, who are unavailable to work because they either have COVID-19 or they've been identified as the first contact. That has certainly proved an issue in some of the hospitals. So even though they might have had their lists done up of frontline healthcare workers, some couldn't attend actually on the day as planned, because of various reasons. So it is proven a bit difficult, but you can understand why some eyebrows have been raised. But at the end of the day, they felt that the best decision was to administer the vaccine to people who they thought was appropriate and who would have been next in line. But it is hoped now with the HSE guidance that it's been clarified and that that won't happen specifically again.
Before I move on to Roisin Short, I mean, eyebrows were raised, I suppose, when this story broke about the Coombe and the Rotunda, not just about the story itself. People then began asking questions like, why were maternity hospitals, worthy as they are, of course, getting the vaccinations or batches of the vaccinations ahead of hospitals where acute care takes place, like Nina or Drogheda?
That has been raised. And, you know, the HSE, once they get the distribution of the vaccines, they have been administering them then out to the individual hospital groups, who then divide them among their various hospitals. And there have been some questions raised on whether the priority of who should get the vaccine, hospital should get the vaccine first, has been correct. As we know, some frontline hospitals that are actually admitting COVID-19 patients and who might have a lot of staff out because of being infected with the virus have had some issues, like Nina Hospital, rather, has pointed out that they have had issues accessing the vaccine, and they felt it was unfair that other hospitals that haven't been specifically admitting COVID-19 patients got the vaccine before them. So that was Nina Hospital. Also, St Michael's Hospital in Dublin felt that it had been overlooked as well. And there were some eyebrows raised about certain private diagnostic facilities or some private hospitals where some of their staff had gotten access to the vaccine first. It's not that they're not important. The HSE says it's operating an equal policy in relation to frontline healthcare staff in all of our hospitals. But again, it was stated that should priority have been given to the ones that have the most patients that are impacted by COVID-19. So there have been some hiccups to the initial rollout of the vaccine. GPs have been very critical as well, that they felt that they were left out in the initial rollout of the vaccine to the hospitals, that some of them, they just managed to get access through the kindness of their local hospitals when they did have the leftover vaccines.
But that was official portal this weekend.
Yes, that was indeed. Okay. Actually, an official portal was opened last week, and there was mass vaccination centres opened specifically for GPs and GP practice nurses at the weekend.
Okay.
So quite a good batch of them have now been vaccinated.
Okay, Priscilla Lynch, thank you very much indeed. I should say, of course, that we did look for an interview with the HSE about all of this, but they weren't able to provide someone to the programme. Can I talk to Roisin Shortall, who's co-leader of the Social Democrats, for just a moment? And I might talk to you about maternity hospitals in this situation, in this case the Rotunda and the Coombe, having to give the vaccine, as they say, to non-frontline staff. I mean, people asking questions about the protocols and the sequencing and so on, and the guidelines issued to in a timely fashion. What do you make of it all?
Good evening, Cormac. Well, it's very disappointing to hear about these problems with the rollout of the vaccine. You know, the idea of hospitals giving leftover vaccine to family members is just completely unacceptable. And it's a real slap in the face, I think, to those many groups, you know, people with serious underlying health conditions, people who are transplant patients, people with Down syndrome, all of those kind of groups who feel they have a legitimate right to a higher priority. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, they're hearing all of these anecdotes about family members and people in the know getting access ahead of them. So it's very discouraging, I think, and it undermines confidence in the vaccine programme, and it needs to stop.
And now, who's responsible for that, in your opinion?
Well, you'd have to ask why it was that the HSE didn't issue guidance until January 12th. It's, you know, within the last week. It underlines the fact that, you know, the proper preparations weren't made. We're still not sure about the registration system. Are the proper records being kept? Are we up to speed in relation to ensuring that there's proper consents and informed consent given for people taking the vaccine? So, like, there's a certain amount of this that you can put down to teething problems. But as I say, those issues need to stop now.
But it's also an evolving situation, Roisin Shortall. In fairness to the vaccinators and the HSE, I mean, as Priscilla Lynch said, it is only in recent days that we learned that you could get six doses out of the vial.
Yes, and I'm accepting that. And in some cases, you can get 7 doses, and the numbers then with further vaccines will be different. And that's why I'm saying a certain amount of this can be put down to teething problems in setting up the vaccine programme. And, you know, we need to say, and it needs to be made very clear to people, that there can't be any repeat of this. There can't be any hint at all that people have any kind of pull in order to jump the queue, that there can't be any suggestion at all of political pull. And, you know, I saw front page...
Is there a suggestion of political pull?
Well, there's a story, you know, in today's Daily Mail, which is talking about a minister in one case and a TD boasting about the fact that they were able to get priority. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the idea of politicians being involved in this in any way at all is really anathema to what it should be about. Mm-hmm. It's a shocking suggestion. So, look, I'd say to Stephen
Donnelly... We don't know if that's true or not.
We don't
now.
Know, but there are lots of these stories around. Exactly, and I'm saying it has been reported. But there shouldn't be any hint of that whatsoever, because it does undermine confidence in the vaccine programme, and we cannot allow that to happen. And that's why I'm saying at this point, given the issues that have arisen, I think it's important that Minister Donnelly actually, you know, grabs a hold of this, ensures that clear direction is given to any institutions or bodies that are rolling out the vaccine, that it's made absolutely clear that there has to be a standby list. People need to be selected from that on a random basis. And we need to end this suggestion.
Can I ask you about mandatory quarantining for those arriving into Ireland? I mean, take the case of Brazil, for example. We know there's a new variant which started in Brazil, but there are 1,500 people who have arrived from Brazil into Ireland in the last 2 weeks or so. Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, over the weekend on RTE was saying that those people should contact a GP and should self-isolate for a period of 14 days. I mean, is there anything more he can do?
Well, Cormac, that just isn't good enough. We've spoken several times before over the last 7 or 8 months about the fact that travel and the lack of controls in relation to travel has been one of the weakest links in the government's response to COVID. Like, we have to concentrate, first of all, in getting the numbers down, the daily case numbers down in this country, and keeping them down. And the part and parcel of doing that is ensuring that there are proper controls, that we're not continuing to import the virus. Now, you know, in the early days, there was some attempt made to follow up on people coming in here and check that they were self-isolating. In recent months, you know, that has been abandoned completely. And I've been tracking this on a regular basis. For example, the week after Christmas, about 32,000 people came in through our airports. About 18% of those people got a follow-up call, and less than half those actually answered the call.
Okay.
So there is no semblance of oversight there at the moment. And at the moment, like, we should have been really careful about this in the first place. We should have learned from those countries that have been successful, like New Zealand and Taiwan and South Korea, where they have brought the virus under control. But especially now, when there are all of these new variants that we simply cannot control. We cannot leave the situation uncontrolled and leave the country exposed.
Well,
Cormac, if I may say, you know, there is serious concern about the Brazilian variant. And the idea of the Minister for Health just advising people to go to a GP, or where people have come in without having taken a test, and you know, there's a possibility that they'll be prosecuted, those people need to be turned back. We need to have very clear rules, and we need to safeguard the country.
We hear you loud and clear. He is saying that the government are considering further restrictions around travel into Ireland. But for the moment, we'll leave it there. Róisín Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed.